up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Fascinating article, which I think has you written all over it, Ellie, and it's to do with the old trumping out the old bottom, the farting, I should just say. I'll just come out and say it, farting.
Oh, God.
And the person that the article was about is the lady I want to introduce on the phone to now, and it's Dr. Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, before I throw Ellie under the bus, I just want you to explain to everyone exactly what you do.
Well, I do other things other than farting. I just want to be clear.
Are you sure?
Well, you know, some people think that that's all I do, but it is just an analogy. So everything that I do is based on education and connection to help people be more confident and live more authentic lives. The farting analogy is really trying to push the connection part of it. So it actually started many, many years ago when I opened up to a friend about my eating habits, specifically binge eating. And I was so worried for what she was going to think of me. And ironically, she said, "Oh my God, I do that too." And it was like we both had these enormous bloating farts and we both just let them rip at the same time. And it was just instant relief, because every one of my clients and students think that they're the only people who go through with what they go through, but it's not true. So knowing that you're not alone reduces levels of isolation and also reduces levels of depression, anxiety. It's better for our mental health.
Well, that might explain why my co-host sitting across the desk right now for me, Ellie, is always super stressed, Dr. Catherine. She is notorious. She claims that she's never farted in before. She reckons no girls do it. And right here on the phone right now, you're telling me you do it. Can you say something to Ellie that gives her the confidence? Because I'd love by the end of this week for Ellie to have the confidence to let one rip right in front of me, Dr. Catherine.
I'm feeling very awkward now, Dr. Catherine.
Oh my God. It would be a privilege to help you fart. That would be amazing.
No one has ever said that to me in my life.
Well, there's a first for everything. But listen, the whole thing is I think thoughts are like farts. You know, if we hold in our thoughts, it's kind of the same thing as holding in a fart. You feel bloated, you feel uncomfortable, you think you're, you know, disgusting and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like the sense of letting something out, because if we walk around holding our guilt, our secrets, I mean, we can't really enjoy life, just like you can't enjoy a buffet dinner if you really need a fart. You know, it's just not the way life works.
Well, can you at least get Ellie now to admit that she does it? Because she refuses to admit that she farts. Ellie.
I'm giggling like a little schoolgirl this whole
way. Just admit
through
that you've done a fart in your life.
No, I've never done. Girls don't fart.
It's very unlikely that you haven't farted. most people fart between, like, literally, and I'm talking about the real farts here, between 6 and 12 times per day.
So when you're so open about farting, which is great, like, that's impressive. Wait, will you just do it? You know, like if you've got a patient in your practice, will you just let one rip in front of them? Or like if you're getting a coffee one morning, will you just, excuse me, you know, like.
No, I don't. I mean, listen, we got to reel it in. We got to pump the brakes a bit. I mean, we don't want to just walk around tooting. But no, like, you know, in a family sort of setting, it's funny, my stepdaughter, Tiffany, I think she's kind of starting to take after me, because she will actually be proud of her fart. So she'll actually walk over to us, lift her leg, and let this ginormous tube of fart go. And she'd be like, "Yeah, I did that." I'm like, oh, she's a hoot. She's an absolute hoot. But
I think
it's
she's
all
a toot.
About confidence. Yeah, she's a hoot and a toot.
Have you got one piece of advice to let, because I really want Ellie just to let one rip by Friday. What is one piece of advice you can give to her to have the confidence to do it in front of me and into the microphone in front of the whole Goulburn Valley?
Oh, wow. I think we need to have like baby steps, almost like a baby fart. That I think she has to do it in the privacy of, you know, your own home first.
Right.
And maybe just let one slip, see how you feel, start baby farts, and then build up to the tube of farts.
Well, something smells in the studio at the moment, so I reckon she's already started, Dr. Catherine.
Getting very nervous in here. Oh, wow, you've opened my eyes a lot this morning and potentially my butt.
There we go.
Where can people find out more about what you do, Dr. Catherine?
Best thing to do is go to my website, which is drcatherine.com. And from there, you can sign up to the free Confidence Club, which is on Facebook. It's actually a really safe way that you can let out your farts digitally.
Brilliant. Wow. We love this.
All right. Well, you've given me a lot to think about, Dr. Catherine. Thanks so much for coming on our show this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.